Video 31. Today what we're going to do is the main idea. The main idea of the story. What is a story about? What is it mostly talking about? Main idea helps readers understand what a story is mainly about. Ask yourself, what is this story mostly about? Look at the title to see. Maybe it gives you a hint or a clue what it's going to be about. Look at the diagrams. What kind of pictures or diagrams are they presenting to you in this book or passage that will give you clues of what the story is about? Look for supporting detail in the sentences. Main idea lesson, a storm. This is a short story. The rain began early in the morning. It fell as hard drops, one after another. The sky was full of dark purple clouds. Thunder began as a soft rumble and became louder and louder. Lightning crashed every few minutes, making the sky a brilliant white. What is the main idea of this passage? The main idea is that the storm is getting stronger by the minute. What are my supporting details that tells me that the storm's getting stronger? Look, it has dark purple skies, dark purple clouds. Then it has the rumbles became louder and louder. So right here, thunder began as a soft rumble and became louder and louder. Then lightning crashed every few minutes. Lightning crashed every few minutes, making the sky a brilliant white. So these supporting details told me that the main idea would be that the storm is getting stronger. Spot the cat. Spots the barn cat. Spots was a large gray and white cat. Spots lived in a barn on a farm. Spots liked living in the barn. It was warm in the winter and cool in the summer. There were many mice for Spots to chase. Best of all, Spots had a soft place to sleep in the corner of the barn. So what is the main idea of this story? And this is practice one, so you will be doing this yourself. Give supporting details. Give me some details from the story and then write the main idea. What do these supporting details tell you about the main idea? Anne of Green Gables by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Mrs. Rachel Lynde is surprised. With this, Mrs. Rachel stepped out of the lane into the backyard of Green Gables. Very green and neat and precise was that yard, set about on one side with great willows and the other with brim Lombardies. Not a stray stick nor stone was to be seen, for Mrs. Rachel would have seen it if there had been. Privately, she was of the opinion that Marilla Cuthbert swept that yard over as often as she swept her house. One could have eaten a meal off the ground without overbrimming the proverbial peck of dirt. Use "and" of Green Gables. Practice two. What is the main idea? Give me three supporting ideas what Rachel is talking about. And then give me your main idea.